What do you guys think of the plan?
No plan, bad plan.
Quiet, Cam.
Brinley, we good?
Well, I mean, it's like a two-step process more than an actual plan. Pretty unimpressive for a genius robot.
You've got a problem with it?
Don't get your mainframe in a bunch, Bumblebee. We go down to Adam's hut, wait till he's down for his 6-minute reboot, steal the keycard off his neck, go to this warehouse, and destroy a bunch of brainless robot bodies. Easy peasy.
Sci-Fi, you're being quiet over there.
It's just that we know what Adam is capable of. I watched him throw Dr. Whittier through a wall like he was nothing. What if he wakes up?
He won't wake up. But if he does, I'll have Casey with me. She can zap him.
Would love to join Halls, but the second I increase the distance and stop pumping these currents into Cam here, she'll go back online, which means...
She'll go invisible, escape, and warn Adam, and then we're all...
Finishing each other's sentences, sweet.
Toast. Capital T. Yep.
Great. So, Casey stays behind in the cave with Cam. Perfect. Let's go, Super Sibs.
No way. Casey, you always do this. You try and save all of us on your own, and you don't have to do that this time. If you're staying behind, I'm staying too.
What?
Great. Brinley, you and me.
Sure, Cyrus. You stay here with Casey. I can totally handle a leader of a robot army on my own.
Not alone, Brinley. I'm gonna be with you.
Brinley, it just makes sense I stay, so everyone has a backup.
Who's your backup while Zappy here is occupied with Cam, huh? Whatever. Not my problem. You want to stay here? Stay here. I've got things to do.
Brinley.
Come on, Hullabot. We don't know when Adam's gonna go down for his reboot.
Okay, let's go.
Brinley.
Later, Sinus. See you when I see ya.
That went well.
You okay?
Yeah. Looks like it's just us. So...
I would like to make a full confession and bring myself peace by knowing
I've
told the truth.
Ivan, shut this garbage off, now!
Ivan, let it play. He deserves to be heard.
Well, that doesn't really matter, Monica, since you're not in charge. Ivan!
Pausing video.
Mom! Birdie, what are you doing here?
Good question.
That video right there!
You found this?
Of course she did.
Well, find might be too strong a word. I actually lost it. See, Dr. Whittier gave that necklace to me the night of the blackout. I just didn't know what it was.
Birdie is the lock.
I'm the what now?
The last thing Dr. Whittier said to me was that you were the lock. He must have known it could happen.
Play the video, Ivan.
Don't play it.
As you wish, Birdie Anders.
Why are you listening to her?
I assume by now you're aware of the biomechanical hybrid androids I built to stop Angelica Graves and the so-called WhitKid program.
No.
You know they look like children, and you probably know they have gone rogue. What you don't know is that they speak of building armies of bots like themselves. These beings can hide in the world, disguised as harmless kids. They have truly miraculous abilities, but I did not create them with consciences. And without that, they could be unstoppable. I may have doomed all of humanity.
What have you
but
done,
please
crazy
know,
old man?
It was all because I missed my little girl. It may have been foolish, but that foolishness must end now. The hubris, the mistakes, all end with me. Going forward, this company belongs in the hands of someone good and decent and honest and innocent. A person who stands up to what is against her. You may think she is young, but I have faith in the person she'll turn out to be. So, without further ado, I hereby leave Whittier Corp to an inquisitive, wonderful, brilliant young woman.
He's giving Whittier Corp to Holiday?
Birdie Anders.
What?
Me?
He gave Whittier Corp to that little brat?
Birdie, Dr. Whittier left the company to you.
This means I'm rich?
Shh, Birdie, there's more on the video.
Right, I mean, it's such an honor.
Birdie, Monica, I know what I put your family through. That was never my intention. Please believe I really did want to make this world a better place. Birdie has the guts to stand up for her family and for what's right. I knew it the moment I met her at Thornton Rust. She wasn't scared. She was curious and brave and so insightful. Adam is coming for me. I'm fairly certain I won't survive. So let me say this. Monica, I know you may think my handing this to Birdie at such a young age is a burden. It is a burden I do not want her to yet bear. And therefore, you will run the company as CEO until her 21st birthday. With my resources at your disposal, you can make this world into the place we once dreamed it would be. Perhaps my legacy won't be lost after all. And maybe the weight of this company won't be too heavy once Birdie takes it over. One last secret to put out in the open. Birdie would be able to unlock the flash drive, but Cyrus, he's the key to unlocking everything else. You see, your boy, he... Adam is nearby. It won't be long now. I must go. Monica, I am so sorry for everything. Thank you for being better than I could ever hope to be. Goodbye.
I can't believe this.
Okay, so I have some ideas. Let's start with the cafeteria. Have you thought about more cereal options?
I will not let this happen. Magnus!
Yes, Monarch?
Dr. Anders is coming with us.
No!
Get your hands off me!
Mommy!
Back away, all of you, or Magnus does what he does best.
Let me go! What are you going to do with me?
I don't know yet, but we'll figure something out.
Mom!
Come on, Brinley. Adam's hut is right at the top of this ridge.
I'm coming.
Okay. I'm gonna regret asking this, but are you okay?
I'm perfect. Look at this island paradise filled with killer robots and my not-really-boyfriend and his not-really-ex-girlfriend and my worst enemy.
Oh, good. So the sniffles are just allergies then. I was worried. Wow, your eyes are red.
Why don't you brain Google how I should be feeling, laptop?
Okay, fine. I wouldn't be okay either. It was a stupid question.
No more stupid than thinking I could compete with Saint Casey. Than me thinking that just one person in the universe would care about me enough to not leave. But nope. Forgot my number one rule. People always leave. But it's cool, I'm used to this. Casey the hero saves the day, and Brinley is yet again public enemy numero uno. Right?
I hate to step on this pity party, but I don't think you're the bad guy.
You don't?
Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm Team Casey all the way, but I guess I'm kinda sorta a little bit Team Brinley too.
How? Why?
Because you didn't do anything wrong. In fact, you've been helping me and my family for a while now. You're great with Birdie, my parents, I mean, I know they like having you around, and Cyrus, he cares about you. A lot. Much as I hate to admit it.
You're on Team Brinley.
Like I said, kinda, sorta, a little bit. But I wanted to say, I'm sorry. The timing, it stinks, like always. That's not on you, or on him. But you know what is on him?
What?
He didn't leave you, Brinley. He's still here. Maybe not the way that you want him to be, but he's not running away either. If anyone knows this, it's me. Once Cyrus cares about you, he does not leave. It's not who he is.
Is this it?
What?
Adam's hut.
Oh, we're here. Yes, shh. Let's look in the window.
I think he's already down for his reboot.
He's definitely out.
But when did the 6 minutes start?
No clue.
Hopefully we still have a few minutes.
Unless he's at 5.5 minutes.
I guess there's only one thing we can do.
Go back to the cave and regroup.
Nope. Get that key before he wakes up. I'm going in.
Brinley! No!